Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Bango and he is out, Durocher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bango fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Durocher strikes out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Walsh. Musel scores. Dugan moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0 for 2 in the game. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Blankenship covering. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.